Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Limits Beaver basketball coach Jason Bumbliss has taken another shot at you.
Oh, boy. Here we go. What does he have to say?
He pulled into the Brighton hot dog shop. Is that what it's called?
Yes. You were there.
Yeah.
You mean the place where they do not have your picture on a cup?
Yeah, where they don't have my picture.
Denied Mr. Starkey of putting his picture on
the
cup.
He sent me a picture and said, I'm just pulling in for lunch at the same spot. I said, great. We were just talking about it. He said, nice. Dot, dot, dot. Did City Limits come to work today, or was he too tired?
You know, maybe I'll take tomorrow off and just recover and rest. Wow.
That's a shot right there. Yeah. And you were very high on him, and you wanted to meet him. You called him Mr. Bumbliss.
I did. I was being respectful.
I know. Not so much anymore. This could be a battle when we see him.
Apparently so.
Let's bring on the big boy, Mark Cabali. He's been warming up in the bullpen, and what a man he is, huh, Bob?
He is a man. There's no question about that. Kaboom is here.
He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, big boy, let's cut right to the chase. Your level of concern with the George Pickens antics is what?
5? This isn't
out of what
word association, right? So I can actually expand on that.
Yeah, please expand. But I'm curious. 5 out of what? 5 or 5 out of 10?
5 out of 10. 5 out of 10. Not too very concerned here because, you know, this has been going on for a while now. Where George, you don't know what type of George Pickens you're going to get here. Very emotional guy, but I'm not too concerned because I think for the first time, I think you've seen some people intervene. I mean, you hear Mike Tomlin calling him out, saying he needs to be grow up. You see Broderick Jones slapping him around, saying, hey, get your head in the game. You see Russell Wilson grabbing him. So in that scheme, I think that at least they're being vigilant on the issue at hand here rather than just letting it fester and wait until it blows up. But, you know, I was looking at some of those penalties he had, and the one he had where the gunshot first down or whatever it was, he's done that a handful of times already and was not called for that. So I can almost relate to seeing, saying, hey, what's going on here? Because I already did this and not had a penalty called against him. So I can almost give him a pass on that one. But back to the original point, I do think that the guys stepping in, realizing they got to nip this in the bud, is pretty favorable.
So if we're up to you, would you consider extending him, given what we know about him right now? The immense talent, the ability to do some of the things he does, and the opportunity at times to let people get under his skin and then have him lose focus about what's going on. I still trump talent. I think that's very big for me, given where he is, how young he is, and how productive he's been. But what do you say, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's going to be what he wants, I mean, what they offer him. But, yeah, I would definitely approach it as wanting to re-sign him long-term. I mean, in the grand scheme of things here, what are we talking about here? Celebration penalties? I mean
well, not running routes sometimes, you know, or giving a half-hearted effort.
That was more last year, I think. I don't know if I saw a ton of that this year. As long as he's being able to be productive, as in the quarterback throwing him the ball, I think his mind's on straight. So, It all depends on the money. So, yeah, I wouldn't think that that would hinder them moving forward of not wanting to bring him back long term here. But at some point, you have to make decisions of you can't sign everybody. Now, does the good outweigh the bad with him when you have to consider Watt, Wilson, Pickens, who else is available, somebody else's restricted free agent? I mean, Najee, which ones do you choose? But, yeah, I don't think anything he's done would hinder them from offering him a contract maybe in the off. You know, it's probably in August again. I don't see why that would be a problem. I don't think he's done anything to show that he would be an Antonio Brown-like thing waiting to happen.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show is on the air with us. And also, I wanted to remind you this. It's back for one night only on Wednesday, December 18th. I wonder if the big boy's going. Our Odyssey Pittsburgh stations, 93.7 The Fan, will be flipping the turntables and turning Mike's Beer Bar into the biggest Christmas karaoke spot on the North Shore.
Am I invited?
I don't know. Where our on-air hosts and local celebrities take the mic for celebrity karaoke to support Light of Life Rescue Mission. Details at 93.7thefan.com, brought to you by Monster Brewing Hi-Li. Holy bird milk. Are you going to be there? You can show up. Just show up and say, I invited you. I don't care.
If I show up, I could
guarantee. Who's going to turn him down?
Yeah, who's going to turn you down at the door?
I will guarantee you one thing. There is a 0.0% chance of me doing any sort of karaoke.
We'll see about that.
You know what? You've probably never tried it. Come on. Get outside your comfort zone.
I know you're a legend. I've seen you in action before at the owners' meetings.
So that's a story you're not supposed
to
tell.
Once we get a beer or 10 in you, you'll be singing Engelbert Humperdinck. Right, Bob?
Yeah.
I think you will.
You let your defenses down when you relax like
no,
that.
No, I am not singing.
Was Humperdinck underrated, Bob?
He was pretty good, yeah. I liked him. I mean,
did you have a Humperdinck record or two as a kid?
No, but I thought he was fine.
Mark, you remember him?
Something tells me that he's not in my collection.
No,
I couldn't name one Engelbert Humperdinck song.
Limits, have you ever heard of him?
No, but I formally invite Mark to sing with me. We could sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
There you go. Bring a Christmas cap or hat.
That's an easy one.
That will not happen. That will not happen.
I want to ask you something, Mark, about the HBO show last night. A lot of people have reacted to it. What was your take on it? I think Joe agrees with this. The best part was how Mike Tomlin goes around pounding into whoever he's talking to in their heads about whatever it is he wants to have done, whether that's telling Jonathan Dwyer not to fumble or, in this case, Nick Herbig, baby. You better go after that guy. You've got to kill Zeus. And he kept pounding it into his head. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Hard Knocks, at least this first episode, where they obviously were pretty Steeler heavy on it because of they're in first place. Tomlin is pretty much featured in this. And I think a lot of people probably had opened their eyes to him a little bit more than what we're normally used to. I mean, you usually see him at the front of the press conferences on Tuesdays and after games, and he's pretty regimented in what he says here. And this gave you a different look right here. But he's been doing it for 18 years now. And that's what I've always said before about him. And I think he said it perfectly yesterday, man. When it is his job and his hobby are the same thing. His hobby is his job. And when that happens, the guy, you never work a day in your life. Imagine one of you two guys having a job as a professional golfer. It's like that's your job and that's your hobby. You're never going to get tired of it. So you could see the passion in his eyes. I think that really surprised some people of opening the eyes to the love that Mike Tomlin still has and the passion he still has for this game of football. So I think that's the biggest takeaway I have. But the guys, I mean, give him credit, man. What a master motivator. I mean, Herbig, I mean, who knew that he would challenge a guy like that? And he came up with one of the biggest plays in the world. Imagine some of the things we don't know about him. So I think it's a good look for Mike Tomlin, although he's probably not thrilled with doing it or being featured like that. I think it does nothing but help his overall status, maybe even potentially for Coach of the Year. People see a different look and see a different lens through his, see him through a different lens and say, hey, Kay, this guy is just not your robotic Mike Tomlin. This is why he's successful. I think it was fabulous.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I'm going to give Limits and Bob an over-under. We had a conversation earlier today with Jay Caulfield. It turns out he has probably dozens of suits. Bob has 37 suits. Limits and I, between us, we each have one, although I think I only might have half of one. So Bob and Limits, over under number of suits owned by the big boy, over under 0.5, Bob.
Over.
Limits?
Over, he has at least one. I've seen him wear it on Bob's show on the showdown.
Yeah.
I'm saying that was pieced together. I'm saying your official suit number is under 0.5, big boy. How many?
Suits that will fit?
Yeah.
Currently fit? No, I'm not quite sure about that. I do have a funeral suit. That's what I like to refer to it as. It sits in the back of the closet, and when there's a funeral, obviously, of note, you yank out the old funeral coat, your funeral suit. So there's at least one in there. I had a pinstripe Bob Pomp one, but I'm not quite sure if that still fits because of my muscular upper body. So
that's a problem when you have a muscular upper body. It
you
really
and
is.
Jay both, yeah. May I engage the big boy in a game of free association, Bob?
I always love free association, so I'll sit by and listen to
you. He always yells at me for doing it incorrect. You'll see.
Well, let's have a good game. Let's
he
have a
sets
good game
rules, and then he abandons the rules himself and blames me.
Plus, he asks questions that are impossible to answer with one word.
Well, this will be easy for you. I think it's going to be a blowout. I think the Steelers blow out the Browns. Do you?
Yes.
See how easy that was? Jameis Winston, level of concern from 1 to 5.
Concerned by who, the Browns or the Steelers?
The Steelers. Well, that's actually a good question. for the Steelers, 1 is we're not, you know, concerned with him at all. 5, we have Joe Montana coming in here.
1 to 5? Who does 1 to 5? We do 1 to 10.
See what I mean, Bob? Now that's intentionally sabotaging.
But it was. Well, good point. The point is, who does 1 to 5 when you have 10?
Yeah, that was a good line by him. I'll agree with that.
Yeah. I'd say 6.2 for Jameis.
Will Calvin Austin play?
I believe so.
Okay.
That's not definitive.
Mike Williams, over under 0.5 targets for Mike Williams.
I'm going to go over, barely.
Over under 0.5 catches.
Under.
Who's going to be the star of the game?
Star offensively or defensively?
Either one.
Star.
Either one.
We will go... I'm going to go with Cam Sutton.
I'll ask you last week's question again. Name a year for Minka's next turnover. 24, 2025, or 2029?
Buy me so. Hold on a second.
Ask him. Give him the phone.
I mean, he's on the verge.
Okay, and, so maybe 24.
You know, let me expand on this real quick.
Yeah.
You saw from Hard Knocks last night, the guy is—he's a different being, man. He gets in Jamar Chase's head like that. He goes to meetings with Tomlin. That alone is worth a couple bucks, in my opinion. So,
thank
he's
you.
Very important to this team.
Thank you, big boy. I have no further questions, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right,
Mark.
Mike Spearborn.
Oh yeah, he's look
See
at that.
Buddy.
The promise has been made. He's going to show
when
up.
When is that again? When is it?
That's
18th,
Wednesday,
right?
December 18th.
Wednesday, December 18th. Oh, goodness.
Why don't you check your calendar and get back to us? Goodbye.
I will.
Goodbye, big boy. Say goodbye to Bob.
Bye, Bob.
See you, Mark.
Bye, Mark.